my love bugs. It's 5:43 p.m. 5:43. That's definitely an angel number. You guys should look it up. We're going to be on Aries and Aries placements. Take what resonates, leave what does not. Please do not force this to fit your situation. If it does not fit, please find another zodiac quick read. And yeah, hopefully that fits you better. So Aries and Aries placements, again, I'm it's like, bro, I shuffled these cards like 3-4 times, and Divine Masculine and Divine Feminine keep fucking popping out, so what the fuck ever. But there's an Aries masculine that is not divine. That's like a karmic Aries that is thinking about a divine feminine right now. This person is a thief for sure. He's a thief and he knows divine feminine. He used to like be around, or they shared a friend group growing up or some shit like that. Why do I feel like this resonates with the first reading, the Pisces one, when I said there's a like motherfucker going through some shit, struggling, that's like in divine feminine's energy, that's like an old friend or ex or something like that. I feel like this is like confirming that this person's an Aries, because I feel like I'm in the same vibe. It's like more details about what was not said in the Pisces one. Okay, so anyways, divine feminine, this person's an Aries or Aries placement. They're a thief. All they do is lie, cheat, steal. You grew up with them in the community in some type of way. I feel like this person spies on you. They know that you have like some type of money coming in. They want you to like give them. I see like a poor person with their hand out. Divine masculine, divine feminine, you keep popping up in every fucking reading as abundant. And I feel like this person, divine feminine, is trying to message you, email you, DM you, talk to you, call you, video chat you, whatever the fuck, to try to ask you for some money. Like, they might not say that off the bat, but like, that's what's on their mind. Cause like, I see a hobo or like a vagabond with their hand out, and a rich, wealthy person giving them some money. They're struggling right now. I don't know if it's like snowing where they are or something, but I see snow on the cards. It could be cold. They can be homeless. They could be out in the snow. It's definitely illegal to be homeless. It's definitely illegal to be homeless these days. So they're like on the verge of going to prison or something like that. Jail, whatever they do with people being homeless these days, because it's illegal. And they're just like, maybe if I message this person and get in their good graces and tell them how pathetic my life is right now, maybe they'll give me a little something something, because I know this person's abundant. I know this person has money. I feel like divine feminine, you already fucking don't want anything to do with this person. You can literally keep ignoring them, or you can keep blocking them, and they keep making more pages to contact you or whatever the fuck. They still watch you on all your social medias, however many you have, or whichever ones you post on, they're on all of your sites. To see when you post and it's like, she got her bag, like, she got her bag, she's here, she got her bag, she's there. Like, they're waiting to confirm that you actually have a certain amount of money so that they can ask you for the money. But it's like they're trying to message you before then to be like, oh, hey, how you doing? How's life? How's this? How's that? But with thief card here, like, they were planning to rob you a while ago. They were planning to do sinister things a while ago, but I feel like since their life is so fucked up, they don't even have the resources to do so. So it's like, let me try to be nice to this person instead, because like, how the fuck am I even gonna travel to get to them to rob them when I'm states away? Maybe if I'm nice to this person and be a friend to them, they'll feel bad for me and give me stuff. I feel like, divine feminine, you have such a big heart, but I feel like you done been through so much. You don't give a fuck about shit no more. You don't care about nothing. Like, I'm not saying you don't have a heart. Like, you probably care about your divine masculine. If you have kids, you probably care about your kids. If you have a pet, you probably care about your pet. You know what I'm saying? If you have any family members you fuck with, you probably care for them. But like, anything outside of your bubble can fuck off and burn in hell. Like, I literally genuinely feel like you just don't give a shit. you walked away from a lot of things. And I feel like you have tough skin now. It's like maybe before you were just so nice, so nice, you know. And I do see the Ace of Pentacles here. So I do see the gods with the Three of Wands. I do see the gods have been showing you that you have an abundance coming. And I feel like it's really no question. You're just like, nah, dog. Like, what the fuck you talking about, bitch? When I needed, you wasn't there. When I needed, nobody was there. Everybody can suck my dick. And I don't have one, right? Like, no. Yeah, no, I literally feel like you just could give two shits. For sure. So this person's kind of like wasting their time, to be 100% honest. With that, Ace of Pentacles is an offer of money that's going to bring you to your own personal wealth. It's like you alone, before you even get with your divine masculine, you're going to be wealth. You're going to have wealth. When you guys get together, it's like, and you put your coin together, generational wealth. But it's like, nah, I went through the trenches in the mud. You was not shooting with me in the gym. You feel me? You was not at the table when I was starving. You feel me? You wasn't going to sleep for dinner. You dig? You didn't go through none of the shit I went through with me. Fuck you. And you, and Divine Feminine, you know this person was doing magic on you. You know this person was trying to rob you. You know this person was playing on your top with other people in the community that y'all grew up with. Yeah. With the Aries card here, I'm feeling like this person's more of an Aries. With the new moon in Capricorn, I feel like Divine Feminine, you could have Capricorn or Capricorn placements, the mountain goat. You climb to the top of the mountain, your fucking self, your hard work paid off. It's paying off. It's going to pay off. You got a new bag. You're going to be in a new tax bracket. It's like, fuck you. Yeah. This person's trying to bring love into the situation and be like, you've always been my friend. I miss you so much. I love you so much. I care for you so much. What do you need to release? Popped up again, this person. I feel like, but you're like, Nola, I've been released this person. Maybe just speak something out loud to the gods one more time. Just do it one more time. Cause I feel with this, like with this new moon, this is to cut out things as well as bring in new things for you. So the same way this person's trying to manifest the conversation from you, the same way this person's trying to manifest you, answer their DMs, their phone calls or text messages, like whatever, you can simply just speak out loud, I don't want such and such first, middle, last name, whatever, whatever, to ever contact me again in life. Fuck them. I completely want to X them out my life. If you have certain deities that you work with, if you are a practitioner yourself, have those road opener deities, cut them out your life for good, once and for all. Because I feel like this is the second time, what do you need to release, popped up. One time in the Pisces one, it was like release negativity, but the negativity was not you, it was this person. Now with this to be popping up, is telling you, like more like this specific person, you know, this masculine Aries that you grew up with is the person. So it's like, what do you need to release here? I see the moon and it's like your spirit team, for it to pop up again in a different reading, is like your spirit team saying, speak it out loud so that it can, so that they can do what they need to do. Cause it's like, other than that, this motherfucker ain't gonna let go. You gotta cut them off. You feel me? It's like you're walking, you got your bag in hand, and they're like pathetic and starving and hungry and like on your ankle. And it's like, get the fuck off my ankle, bitch. And you kick them off, and then you just keep walking, and you're like, I'm about to go do what I need to do, right? So kick them off your fucking ankle, because they're just dragging at this point. They're not dragging you behind. It's just a nuisance. So, yeah, I guess it's popping up again in this reading to tell you the specifics, but also to be like, speak it out loud before the day is over, and, you know, your wish is going to be granted. Yeah, because prosperity lies ahead for you with three new moons in a row, because I have my moon deck in front of me. This new moon is, like, for you. Like, you're good. This new moon is going to bring you great things. So they just need you to, like, release release the beast. Yeah, eclipse here. They're trying to like eclipse this motherfucker out your energy. Conclusions are within reach. So I feel like by the end of the day, you're gonna like reach the, you're gonna like have a conclude. It's like concluding this energy. Like by the time you go to sleep for the night, it's like done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you speak it, you're like, all right, I'll say it after I'm done hearing this episode. Or if you're busy, you're out running around doing things, it's like, all right, right before I go to sleep, I'm gonna say what I gotta say and conclude this chapter of my life. Fuck off. Like you probably been did shit, but it's like, it's this person that won't let go. So when conclusions are within reach, I feel like definitely before the day is over, expect a powerful change. I like literally, bro, I can't make this up. All of your cards, divine feminine. I feel like divine masculine's popping up because maybe you're just listening. But all of your cards are new moons, and it's the new moon in Pisces right now. It's like new moon Taurus, new moon Eclipse, new moon Aquarius, new moon Capricorn. So you can have Capricorn, Aquarius, maybe Taurus in your chart. And it's like, in order for this powerful change to happen, you have to let this straggler go. Even if you already let them go a million and one times, just this last fucking time. This is a very powerful new moon right now that we're in. So go ahead and say what you gotta say. Say that shit with your fucking chest. And let that be the reason for the season, baby. Yeah, with the South Node here, do not let your past hold you back. This person is from like a past life of yours or something. And I feel like they're trying to like drag you to the past. This person could have, okay, whatever your north node is in your zodiac chart, your natal chart, can like be a sign that they have in their chart. So like, if you're north, this is how you find it out. So when you look at your chart, it'll say N node, and it might say like N node in Capricorn. If it's north node in Capricorn, then that means your south node is a Cancer, because it's the direct opposite of whatever it is. And if you don't know it, just type in on Google, what's the opposite of this sign? So if your north node is in Capricorn, then I know off the top, the direct opposite of a Capricorn is a Cancer. If your north node is Sagittarius, then your direct opposite is a Gemini. I don't know all of them, but those are the ones I know because I have those signs in my chart, right? So let's say your north node is in Sagittarius. This person could have Gemini in their chart somewhere. So it's like they're bringing you backwards. And it's just something opposing about their energy. It doesn't mesh well with your energy. It's like whatever's in their chart, it opposes to what's in your chart. So you guys probably mix like water and oil, where you guys never really mixed well. You know what I'm saying? So drop that motherfucker like a bad habit for the umpteenth time. Yeah. With Ace of Swords here with the Dexter's Laboratory, I feel like this is the truth for your formula that you need. Like, you're like, you've been trying to figure out like how to get this person out your energy forever. But I feel like it has to do with this particular new moon that we're in right now. Yeah. You know how he be in there like mixing up his little potions and shit like that, or his little experiments, and he'd be like, aha, man, that makes me want to go watch Dexter's Lab. I have to fucking watch that. But like, yeah. I feel like you finally found like the mixture to like get this person out your energy. With the Three of Cups here, it's your spirit team, but it's also saying he could have been working with like a gang of witch bitches that was just like kept manifesting this person back into your energy, kept doing it, like, just because they were all trying to eat off your fortune. So just because this person's coming in by themselves doesn't mean they're by themselves. There's a group of vagabond bitches with them as well. And they're like, we're going to do a spell for you so that it'll work. And then he'll reach out and you just block them or whatever. And they're like, oh, let's go back and try again. And now they're homeless. And it's like, just keep trying. And it's like your formula to beat all of them for the final hoorah is like, just to speak it out loud and be done with it. Yeah, because it's like your turn to move forward. Yeah, for sure. The truth is, with the Seven of Swords here, this person is, it looks somewhat like the person you grew up with, but it's giving me, they could actually be possessed. I said this a while ago. This person could actually be possessed because these group of 2-3 bitches that are like playing the craft with this person and doing magic, trying to manifest this person back into your life so that they can be a part of your abundance. It's giving me like they've been working with demons, or they've been trying to work with demons, but not everybody can work with demons. So instead it's like this person has a bunch of demons on them and they're actually possessed. They could be like a djinn. They could have manifested a djinn spirit on them, or like a just very powerful demon. Cause it's like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I mean, I do know how it works, but it's just like, I don't know why people feel like they can do things when they can't. I know I can fucking ask a demon to do something for me and I don't have to do much for them to do it. They just fuck with me. It's a past life thing. I wouldn't have ever done it if I wouldn't have known who I was in a past life. These people feel like, and they have ego like they're really big and powerful, like they can do whatever and ask a demon for whatever without knowing that the demon, they're so weak, their spirit's so weak, the demon's just gonna possess them. So they're possessed by like a demon king right now, or like something like that, more than one. Yeah, they might be possessed by like 2 demon kings, or like they have Gemini in their chart. So it's like a split personality or something. Yeah, it's like split. That's creepy. With the 7 here and then the split, they might have been so stupid. They're dumb. These females that was doing this magic with this Aries masculine could have actually conjured up all 7 demon kings. They're like Lucifer, Asmodeus, Belphegor, Mammon, fucking Satan, Asmodeus. Like, I don't know if I said all of them. I'm gonna keep going on, but like all 7 of them, you know what the fuck? Leviathan, all of them. And like, it's like all 7 of them just take turns on who controls this person for the day. Your spirit team could have been telling you, like, this person's possessed, but, like, I don't think you knew the extent of it. For sure. Yeah, this person doesn't even look the same. Like, I don't know if they're, like, white, black, Hispanic, whatever they are. But whatever their color is of their skin, it's, like, dull. Like, even if they're black, it's, like, dull. Like, an ashy black. And I don't mean, like, they need lotion, but, like, they look half dead. It's because they're literally possessed. That sucks. Facts. Anyways, you have like a spiritual contract coming up here. The gods are like, look, we owe you this bag. Let's give this bag to you. We just need you to cut this motherfucker out of here. Because the only thing they're trying to do is get in your good graces. They're trying to have a conversation with you, be your friend again, and then get you to like help them out, and then fucking ask you on a date. And like, they want to like fulfill your place, fulfill your masculine's place, and have you like be with them, but like they're just a trickster. It's like a trickster vibe. And even if you are into demonology and you do work with demons, you probably understand that it's just a demon, bro. It's like they're gonna do anything to try to get next to the powerful person. Maybe you're like a powerful witch or something, and they're like, that'll be nice to have a witch as a powerful wife and whatever. Yeah, it's just like a demon that's obsessed with you at this point. I don't know how to explain it. I have demons that are obsessed with me, but they also know like boundaries, like fuck off, leave me alone type shit, right? Right. Okay, we're almost done. your ancestors, your spirit team wants you to explore your creative side. When you get this bag, they want you to like explore your creative side. So maybe you're like an artist, you paint, you draw, you like to visualize things, you like to I don't know, maybe you're like, you take pictures. You could be having ideas about like setting up your own photo shoots, or like having a photo shoot or something like that, getting dolled up, getting dressed up, having photo shoots, painting pictures to be in your new home, anything like that. Like, you're just very creative. They want you to like explore that side of yourself. Your ancestors, your spirit team, again, could be indigenous, native, Hispanic. I see Viking here, or Scottish, Celtic. I see they're like, go after your goals, be persistent. They're trying to encourage you right now. They want you to know that like you're very advanced and you're about to like be ahead of everyone else. It's almost like, you know, when you're playing, like I was saying on the first episode, when you're playing like a board game or something, and like it's your turn to roll the dice, and you roll like a big number, like you got 12. So now you're able to skip ahead 12 spots, and everybody's like, they're only getting like 4 or like 2 or 3 or something like that. So then it's like, or you get a double turn, and then it's like you're hella far ahead. You're halfway through the fucking game, and everybody else is like still kind of near the starting position. It's like that. So your spirit team wants you to know that when it comes to you going after your goals, you're going to have a head start, not only like creativity wise, but also like financially. And they're going to protect anything that you're gonna put out there into the world. For sure, if you have like Viking ancestors or like Scottish Celtic ancestors, the ones that would go to war, they just had like their sword, their shield and axe, you know, and like they will slay people. Like, feel me, they're running at you with a fucking axe, they're gonna hack you. They're going to cut you in half and keep it moving. They're going to stab four people at a time with that long ass sword. Pull that bitch out. Chop off the other one's head. Like, have you ever fucking seen them fight, bro? They're gangsters. It's like, this is how they're going. This is how they want you to go after your goals. Like, fuck anybody trying to do anything towards you. Go after your goals and just understand you got like that type of power behind you. Understand you have that type of power behind you. Protecting you, like, go watch the Vikings. I want my babe to watch the Vikings with me so he can understand how gangster some of my ancestors are. All of them are gangsters, actually. Tune in and connect. Somebody's like, what's that called? Not indigenous. Is it called Aboriginal? Aboriginal? I think it's called that. Aboriginal. The people from Australia, somebody could be like Aboriginal. I hope I'm saying that right. I might be saying that wrong, but I don't know. Your spirit team wants you to tune in and connect. They're sending you a lot of nonverbal communication and clues. Pay attention to your intuition and the messages that are coming towards you. For sure. Embrace your inner gypsy. Somebody could be like Romani or Roma. Sit down. Somebody could be like Romani or Roma. Northern Indian, like from the Middle East though. They want you to have freedom, have fun, listen to music, dance, do your thing, travel. Somebody can have like Greco-Roman, Italian ancestry, Sicilian ancestry as well. They want you to take time out to like recharge, rest, go to a spa, or like do things to like nurture your body. And somebody could have like Polynesian or Fijian, I think it's called Fijian ancestors, Fiji from Fiji. I don't know if I'm saying it right. They want you guys to go with the flow, let go, rest, and manifest. Like, the key to manifesting is to, like, release the manifestation and not hover over it 24/7. Just be like, all right, I know it's going to happen for me. And just, like, let it happen when it happens. And don't, like, obsessively, obsessively be like, it's gonna happen today, it's gonna happen tomorrow, it's gonna happen this, it's gonna happen, like, just let that shit go and, like, just know it's gonna work out for you, you know what I'm saying? Cool. So that's all I got for you guys. I hope that resonated with somebody. Don't forget, before the night is over and it goes into the 13th, especially if you hear this today, it's because you needed to hear it today. If you hear it on the 13th, it's fine still. But whenever you hear it, make sure before the next day rolls over that you speak out this person's name in its entirety. If you know their fucking birthday, speak out their birthday and, like, cast them out your fucking energy once and for all so that your spirit team could get rid of them, because they're literally just hanging on to your ankles. That's it. That's all. Peace.